FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, great show tonight.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I wish your show was a little longer.
Well, it's a three-hour show. Well, I thank you.
Well, yeah, it would be great if it actually went to like 1 a.m.
Like a five-hour show?
Or... Yeah. Okay. You know, I've got terrible insomnia. And, you know, it usually kicks in around midnight. So if I could just have your show going, you know, until like 1, I'd be asleep in no time flat.
So, oh, so this is an insult.
Hey, you're smart, too.
Oh, man. Wow. Sarcasm.
Well, he not only plays horrible music over the radio, he's really smart. He's got that intuition that we all strive to find within us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man, I am so sorry that I'm just not up to your level, obviously.
Well, yeah, that is obvious, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, it is, I know it must look so easy from where you're sitting.
Well, I can't say that, you know, your topics tonight have been, you know, exciting by any means, you know. Gary Puckett and his lecherous lyrics.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's a story ripped right from today's headlines.
Oh, I'm sorry that wasn't, you know, super contemporary for you then.
Hey, what's next? You going to bust on Agnew? What's he up to?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I would really love to see you do any better. Really, seriously. It's not as easy as it looks to do a show. And I guess from your vantage point, it's just a matter of everything can be wrong. But, you know, I'd love to see what a jerk like you would come up with if you were behind the microphone.
Call me a jerk.
I just did.
I was, you know. So what, you want me to come in there sometime or something and do a show?
Yeah. I would gladly give you the opportunity to do a show. To sit in and see what you were able to come up with.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
You're backing off it a little bit now?
No, I mean,
it's a little the prospect of actually getting back here a little intimidating.
No, I just don't know if I could come up with, you know, something as contemporary as a rant against a guy that was making records, what, 30 years ago? You know, I mean, most radio hosts would be talking about, I don't know, the Kobe Bryant case or the gay minister who's, you know, is up for bishophood or whatever you call it, or, you know, the hunt for Saddam. But, you know, you're getting some hard-hitting stuff there, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could match that.
You know.
Hacked him. That's all I can say to you is hacked him.
You're
in it.
Right.
You're wallowing
in it. I'm wallowing
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
And you're definitely in that vantage point where, you know, I don't, honestly, again, I don't like to say this because I think people have a right to criticize, but you are just gunning for me.
Well,
so, I mean, I really would love to see what a brain surgeon like yourself would come up with if you were here doing a show.
Hey, okay, I'll do something.
You'll take me up on the challenge?
If you will guarantee me that you'll let me do my thing and stay out of it.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Get
I will turn. Can you? So you want to do a little bit now? Do you think you have it? I'll get out of. Yeah, I'll get out of the way right now.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. All right. There we go. All right.
Hold on a second. Wait, well, hold on.
Today, those two jokers from New York City have a little film coming out. I call him Timbug. Let's check out a little blast from their past here. How about a little Rhythm Section 1 ad?
It's just across from the sand, it's just brush on the edge. So keep it like a man with a chicken in a stick. I'm gonna give you the wallet job. I'm gonna be digging in the R and the C in the city where it goes. For everyone with dollar signs in his eyes, there must be hundreds that look at you as if some kind of rhythm section wanted. No, I'll be.
So I guess he's gonna just play records. This is the worst. Oh.
We got a email from Daryl in Carrollton, and
hold on. Wait.
You said you weren't going to.
I just have to interrupt. You said hold. Just your name. What is your name?
The Cheetah.
The Cheetah.
Yeah, you're running with the Cheetah. Can you keep up with me?
So that's your show, Running with the Cheetah.
That's right.
And who is the Cheetah?
I'm the Cheetah.
So your name is just the Cheetah.
No, my name is Bill Cheetah.
Bill Cheetah.
Yeah.
So your last name is Cheetah.
That's right.
How do you spell that?
C-H-E-E-T-A-H. Cheetah.
Yeah, that is, and that's your real last name?
That's my real last name. Look, I'll show you my driver's license.
And what? I've never heard the last name Cheetah before.
Well, you have tonight, and look out, because it's going to be all over the world soon.
So do you want me to get out of the way and let you do this show? Because I said I would see what you've got.
Well, how are my levels coming through?
Your levels are coming through surprisingly good.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna keep blazing. If that's cool with you.
Go for it, Bill Cheetah.
Okay.
You want to take calls?
I'm gonna play a couple more songs real quick. Okay, I got a lot of email requests. I got to get to. Okay?
Email requests.
Okay, so here we go. All right, Daryl in Carrollton. He's very excited about the Kiss Aerosmith show that's coming to Houston. Daryl wants to hear a deep cut, and Daryl, this is about as deep as it gets. This is from Unmasked, and this is She's So European.
Look at your baby, 'cause to me, she's still the same.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. I can't wait for you. I'll be there. Hey, we got a little KLBJ trivia.
It's WFMU, by the way, not K whatever that is. This is WFMU.
It's KLBJ, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, for the fact that it's on WFMU, that's what I'm concerned with.
Well, I'm on KLBJ out of Denton, Texas. I don't know about you.
You really prepared for this, didn't you? Is this your dream or something?
I practice at home a lot.
Well, go on, Bill Cheetah.
Okay, here we go. Whoever answers this first gets a great prize that I will tell you about in a second, okay? What late 70s New Dylan gave us this top 10 hit?
Southern kisses from your room. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's all right. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I'll waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there.
Wow, that was quick. We already got a winner. Karen in East Matthews is the winner of that. She did guess correctly. That is Steve Forbert. That's right, Little Stevie Orbit.
Oh.
That is Romeo's tune, Bring Me Those Southern Kisses from Your Room. That's right. So, Karen, congratulations. You get a brand new KLBJ t-shirt that says I got BJ'd from KLBJ. Oh, we got a little dedication here from Shelley to Mort. Dear baby, I love you, but sometimes you make me want to spray paint the walls. Take it, Greg. Good Lord, that's something else.
Good Lord, what kind of station is this that you're running?
It's KLBJ. We play the best of everything. That's our motto.
So you go from They Might Be Giants to a deep kiss cut to Steve Forbert trivia to early Black Flag.
We try to please everybody, okay? Hey, I do want to make this announcement real quick, okay? Hey, I want to tell all of you out there about the KLBJ Rockin' Picnic on September 10th. It's going to be at 4 p.m. in Guthrie Park. That's the north end of the park by the band shell, and that is Rutherford Hayes band shell, not the Daniel Cooper band shell. So basically, that's where Chestnut Street would be if it wasn't a walk and where Fortner Street actually is. So come on down for that. Music is going to be provided by the great Bob Timmons Band, a great band out of Denton, Texas. The Gary Richrath Group will be there. Very exciting for all you REO fans. And this band here is going to be there, the Pride of Philly. They're coming all the way out just for this show. It's going to be great. Take it away, guys.
Oh, the Hooters. Oh. Just so people know what's going on, this guy was bad-mouthing me, and I dared him to do his own, to see how good he could do on the radio. And apparently, I dared the one guy who had a fantasy radio station in his house and is now trying to show that he can do it better. So he now is in his little fantasy radio station in Denton, Texas, is playing his own weird interpretation of top 40 oldies.
We'll be dancing on September 10th. That's going to be great at 4 p.m. once again, and I can't wait to see those guys. I haven't seen them in a long time.
So you telescoped that one, huh?
Pardon me.
You telescoped that cut.
How do you mean?
You kind of gave everybody a little taste of who's going to be at the concert.
Exactly, exactly.
So this is...
We call it foreshadowing here in Texas.
Okay, you foreshadowed it. So this is Bill Cheetah, who I, again, as I was explaining, made the mistake of... I guess it feels like a real mistake now of challenging you to see how good you could do, because you were kind of giving me some lip about how you didn't like my show. So I said, can you do any better? And now you somehow I tapped into the one guy who on Earth who has a fantasy radio station in his house.
Hey, I do want to open the phone lines up, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
The number is 201-200-9368. Do you have a topic? I mean, that's something that... You know, it's a big part of being a host is having a topic.
Todd, the cheetah always has a topic.
My name's Tom, but...
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get out of the way. I promised I would.
Yeah, clear out. You promised you would.
Yes, I'm out of the way.
You're not living up to that, and I'm obviously blowing you away. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, the cheetah is the master of the jungle. All right, everybody, we got three topics I'd love to get your opinion on. Number one, what's your favorite kind of fast food? I have several favorites. You know, I love McDonald's French fries. I think they're the best. It's the perfect combination of crispness and saltiness, and I just love it. I can't get enough of it. Burger King shakes. That's my favorite shake of all the fast food giants. And I love Wendy's burgers. I think they do it best. Topic number two. Who do you think's the best guitarist out there? Personally, I'm going to go with good old Slowhand.
Ugh.
Lots of people say Eddie VH is the best from the Sweat Brothers, but I don't know. It's two different styles. There are those guys that say Yngwie is the best. For my money, he's a shredder. I think what he does is great, but he doesn't have the subtle nuances of EC. You know, so we could definitely talk about that. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. And thirdly, why is it okay for some people to use the N-word, but we can't? Maybe someone could shed some light on that. So
that's one of your topics.
That is. Let's open those phone lines there.
FMU, you're on the air.
In my humble opinion, KL Baloney needs to get off the air. But you know.
Sorry about that. I had to lose you there.
I'll assume that's when you want me to hang up on somebody.
That is when they get dumped. Hey, if you can't deliver something that's intriguing or that brings something to the cheetah, then you get dumped, and you are dead weight, and you have been devoured. I'm sorry.
I'd like to speak to Bill Cheetah.
That's me. How's it going, son?
There's only two things that come out of Texas, steers and queers, and cheetahs don't have horns.
Steers and queers. Wow. Last time I heard that, I fell off my dinosaur. We got any more callers? Hello?
Cheetah?
What's your name?
My name's Gary. I got a question about your topic.
Okay.
You got that third topic, right?
Right, right.
What was that again?
Why is it okay for some people to use the N-word, but we can't?
Well, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I think it's a little, you know, it's hypocritical. You know, some people can, you know, pat each other on the back and say, you know, what up, N? And we can't. We can't call it.
Oh, stop it. Please. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, but about that topic?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's because we overused it, kind of, you know?
I didn't.
Well, I didn't either.
So you
I
want your,
around that.
So what do you want, a fair chance to use it?
I'm up for everybody being equal, and I think why can't... we all call each other whatever we want to call each other.
No matter
we'll not
how
be
no,
happy.
No matter how offensive
like,
it is.
You're from Texas, so I could call you trailer trash.
I can take that.
Okay.
I mean, when
why can't
that?
Why can't they take it? How you and him are you? This is completely horrifying.
Hey, looks like we have a very similar audience.
Oh, hey Tom.
Hey,
why don't you just give him one of those GOMFs?
Because this is a dare, a little bit, so I'm trying to see how he...
Yeah, but this guy's a loser. He's got a fantasy radio.
It's real to me, and it's going to be real to you soon.
No, it's not real.
It's real to you right now.
Real to me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
As real as it ever gets, my friend.
Is Tom fulfilling your fantasy?
One of them, yes.
What's the other one?
The other one involves...
I bet it involves with
the
that...
The other one involves
nastiest,
our next artist here, okay? I do want to send this one out to my better half, my life partner, Chris. I love you so much, and you better believe that I'm going to get you.
Let's go.
Let's go.
you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life.
That's right, I am going to get you. Hey, everybody, I got a splitski, and you have been running with the cheetah.
Cheetah?
That's right, who's this?
My name's Steve.
Hey, Steve, I only got 1 minute, okay? I got to turn the show back over to El Lamo.
Let me take this minute just to tell you, you're a fantastic broadcaster, and I'm interested in hiring you for my fantasy station.
Okay, what's your station, what's your format?
Well, it's kind of like yours, except mine takes place on a cloud.
What's your format again? I mean, do you play everything or what? Do you play,
Well, the format is I'm going to stab you.
What?
You heard me. I'm going to come over there and stab you.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm going to make you eat a weed whacker.
Nobody threatens the cheetah and lives to tell about it, okay?
I just did threaten you, and you're going to take it.
No, I'm not. You know why?
Why?
Because you are running with the cheetah.
Is it over? Is our national nightmare over? The end of running with the cheetah? Thank God.